Dateline Washington, hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, the real details of the competing tax plans. Barack Obama and John McCain both say they would be clearly the best stewards of the economy in this nation over the next 4 years. But is Barack Obama honest when he's saying that most small businesses wouldn't see higher taxes? Is John McCain being honest when he says a lot of people would be getting checks who don't even pay taxes under Barack Obama's tax cut plan, and that amounts to welfare? And in the end, those middle-class taxpayers that actually do send checks to the IRS, which tax plan is better for them? We'll talk about all of those three important questions with Bill Beach, director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. Also in this edition, universal health care failing in Hawaii. After just 7 months, a plan to provide government coverage for all children in the state can't afford it anymore. We'll talk about the significance of that and what it means on a national level with Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. And by this time next month, there will be no Marines left in Anbar Province. The security situation has improved to the point where the Marines can completely draw down. We'll talk about the significance of that with David Bellavia, vice chairman and founder of Vets for Freedom, and a veteran of the Iraq War, and specifically the brutal 2004 Battle of Fallujah. And Monster Cash. The Capitol Steps are out with their Halloween hit looking at the financial crisis and how they see Henry Paulson, George Bush, and Nancy Pelosi playing roles in this scary time on Wall Street. All that plus the end of the week in Congress and in business follows our top news. And John McCain and Barack Obama are fighting to the finish now with just over 2 weeks to go until Election Day 2008. On Friday, Senator McCain was at a raucous rally in Miami, Florida, saying that it's important to remember that Barack Obama and he have very different opinions when it comes to tax policy and trade policy.
My friends, the last president to raise taxes and restrict trade in a bad economy, as Senator Obama proposes, was Herbert Hoover. He brought us into a depression.
At that same rally, Senator McCain urged his supporters to fight hard for what he calls the nation's values and key priorities.
Fight to get our economy out of the ditch and back in the lead. Fight for the ideals and character of a free people. Fight for our children's future. Fight for justice and opportunity for all.
Earlier in the day, Senator McCain spoke with Fox News, saying that he believes Barack Obama really tipped his hand a few days ago when he was talking with the now famous Joe the Plumber in northwestern Ohio about the need to spread the wealth. McCain says that's a very dangerous attitude.
It's class warfare. That's really what it says, that we're going to take money from people who do create jobs and say, no, Joe, you made too much money now. Now we're going to have to take your money and, quote, spread the wealth.
Senator McCain getting a boost on that issue from former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. He says in a campaign where McCain seems to be in trouble, this could be the issue that changes everything.
I think if John McCain in the next 18 days wins the argument nationally exactly the way Harry Truman did in 1948, and if you get a 4 or 5 point swing nationally, all of a sudden a whole group of states fall his way. I think if you campaign hard enough on the issue of whether or not you want politicians taking away your money to share the wealth with their friends, I suspect Pennsylvania becomes vulnerable, Michigan becomes vulnerable, and you're in a different election.
But the Democratic ticket is not only taking issue with McCain's version of their own tax policy, they're taking issue with Joe the Plumber himself. That includes vice presidential nominee Joe Biden.
But I don't know many plumbers are making $250,000 a year worried about it. We're kind of worried about, you know, Joe the fireman, Joe the policeman, Joe the real plumber with a license.
Right.
And you know, yeah, that's right, exactly.
That was Senator Biden on NBC's Tonight Show with Jay Leno on Thursday night. Barack Obama also going after the idea that plumbers make that much money in their businesses.
And then he's trying to suggest that a plumber is the guy he's fighting for. How many plumbers do you know making $250,000 a year?
On the big picture, Senator Obama says he's still trying to figure out how Senator McCain is any different from President Bush.
In three debates and over 20 months, John McCain still hasn't explained a single thing he would do differently from George Bush when it comes to the most important economic issues we face today. Not one.
More news later in this edition of Dateline Washington, including the latest on the allegations of voter registration fraud in Ohio, as well as how the Dow Jones Industrials ended the week. For now, that's a look at our top stories.